Hey, welcome to the Q Reyes Project. Today is advice for guys, for men. And this is based on, you know, we can all see what works in the universe. So we're going to talk about what really works. And we're going to focus on working out, on building a body, on becoming healthy, feeling good about yourself. Because it's easy to lose sight of what's important. And what's important is health. Money, all of those things can buy you health. They can help. But your health is something that you can take care of. You don't need a lot of money to take care of your health. Actually, you don't need money to take care of health. And without health, nothing else matters. If you're not alive, then who cares what other projects you got going on? Your health comes first. And a lot of men, we tend to easily, especially, you know, when you're in a relationship, for example, you tend to gain weight because it's so easy. You already got somebody. You're not worried about it. Yeah, whatever. But that's not the case. I mean, that's really when you got to be more focused on your health. And if you're single, then obviously even more important for you to be able to attract the opposite sex or the same sex. I don't care. But whatever you're doing, you need to have health. And it's not just looking good. Of course, that's a great side effect. But you need to have that motivation and energy. If you take care of your body, of your temple, then people can see that in business and in relationships and everything. It's like, okay, this guy cares. This guy is pumped up. But if you're a slob, you know, and you're always dirty, then obviously it's obvious to people that maybe you don't care as much. Nothing wrong with not caring, but don't expect the same results from somebody that cares as opposed to somebody that don't care. So we'll talk about working out and how great it makes you feel. You don't have to go to the gym. Of course, it's great if you're able to come up with a routine where you can go to the gym and you can work out. You know, you can become a habit of it. That's great, but you don't need to do that. Actually, there's some people really fit in prison. You know, they might just have some makeshift weights or whatever, and they do a lot of push-ups, a lot of sit-ups, and, you know, they got the time, and they put that time into their body. So you don't really necessarily need to go to the gym. You can just put some tennis shoes on and go walk around your block, go run a little bit if you can, go to your local park and shoot some basketball or do some pull-ups and some monkey bars. You have that choice, but that choice is a choice that needs to be made. And you can't do it expecting that immediately becomes a habit. And you can't go one time around your block, walking around your block, and then go lift up your shirt and trying to look for your six-pack. That's not the way that it works. Plus, you shouldn't do it for that reason. You should do it because when you are physically active, when you put that physical activity on purpose into motion, it does something to you in the way you feel. When you come back from that walk or that jog or that exercise or the gym, you're pumped up. You're pumped up and you're ready to go. And that's what you need in your life. That's what attracts great things to your life. It's when you have that feeling of okay, I'm accomplishing something. And when you are working out or exercising, there's no one that can stop you. It's you against yourself. And if you can beat yourself, then you can beat anybody. But if you can't even get up from the couch, if you can't even leave your computer for 10 minutes, then you got a deeper issue at hand. You really need to figure out, you know, where did this happen? You know, you don't have a dependency on anything. You don't. The choices you make and the habits you have are based on the choices you make. So working out it's part, you know, and this is more for the single guys. Like, obviously, if you look good, you'll get better responses. And if you want to be in a relationship, the first thing you got to do before looking for the relationship is get yourself in shape. I mean, you have to. Not for the other person, but because it's going to make you feel great. You're going to be able to have more choices. And you're going to be able to feel good about yourself and attract better people into your life. It's all connected. And it's not about being shallow. It's about loving yourself. And if you can't even look at yourself in the mirror, you're like, you know, you don't like the way you look. You obviously, you're not loving yourself, but now you're expecting someone to come out of the blue and just love you. When you don't love yourself enough to go around the block and walk every day, you need to make those choices. Those are choices that you need to make. And as a man, that's just something that's part of your genes. I mean, we are designed to go out there and hunt and climb. And that's why we have the bodies we have. That's why we're built the way we're built. And today's obviously not necessary to do all of that. So it makes us sit in front of a computer and we lose that health that we should be cherishing. And even if you're in a relationship, working out helps you in the sense that, you know, your partner, you want to keep them attracted to you, obviously, but also helps you in business. When you look good, when you're neat, when you're in shape, lets people know that you're not just some clown that has low self-esteem issues and is depressed all the time. You are somebody that takes care of your body, and obviously, if you take care of your body, you'll take care of your work and you'll do what you say you're going to do. Because if you have a commitment with yourself where you're in shape, when you're committed to being healthy, then it's easier for you to be committed to your job, to your clients, your company. I mean, it really makes sense all the way around. Now, there's some people that can't work out. They have certain health conditions. They have certain disabilities. You know, F that. You can work out too. There is no excuse. You know, let's say you're in a wheelchair, like, you know, you can still work out your upper body. Let's say you have a heart condition. There's other, you know, talk to your doctor. What can you do to be active? What can you do? I mean, there's something you can do physically do. It doesn't matter your condition. You can do something physically to get in the best shape possible for you. Obviously, if you have certain conditions, you're not going to become a bodybuilder, Olympic athlete. But it doesn't matter because you want to be in the best shape for you. That's what your mind needs. Your mind and body are connected. When your body feels good, when you feel good, when you feel that energy, when you feel that adrenaline, then your mind feels that way. It's about taking action. You can take action every day. You can take action right now. You can do something to be better. You don't have to wait for certain situations. You can really make things happen. It's all up to you. I can't make you do it, and no one can make you do it. You need to get motivated. You need to find your motivating factor. What is that motivating factor? A great thing about working out, you know, there's nothing better when you put on those headphones and you have the music that you love and no one knows what you're listening to. You know what? If you like Britney Spears and Taylor Swift and all that, no one's going to know you have that in your earpiece. But whatever music motivates you, and then go at it. Give something 5 minutes of you, of your intensity, whether it's running or lifting weights or just some kind of physical activity that you can give 5-10 minutes of intense focus and motivation. And watch, you'll see the results. Don't do it for the results, however. Do it for that time of intense focus. That it feels like the world, you know, time just goes by so much slower because your intensity is in that moment. Trust me, that's going to help your life. It's really going to help your life. It's going to help your love life. It's going to help your business life. It's going to help your health. You have to take that step and do whatever it takes to get motivated. Go buy yourself a new pair of sneakers. Download the music you need to get you in the mood and get to it. If you can't come out, then do some sit-ups at home and do some push-ups. Just do some jumping jacks. Like, get motivated. Get moving. Once you get moving, especially if you start moving in the morning, you keep that energy throughout the day. But you need to make that choice. And once you make that choice, that you're like, okay, I'm going to do this, you need to do it at that moment. Time is relative. So by the time you're listening to this, this is the time to do it right now. Oh, but it's 3 in the morning. Who cares? Push-ups. No one can hear push-ups. Just do a few push-ups. If you can only do one, do one. But you'll see how you feel. Like, okay, I accomplished something. You want that feeling in your life. So I hope some of you get up right now and start being active. And until next time, we'll talk about this again and we'll check in and we'll see. We'll go more into detail into what can you exactly do that is going to help your breathing, because breathing is very important in exercise and obviously in life, you need to breathe. But when you breathe with that intensity and that purpose, it changes your whole demeanor. That's a whole another conversation, but you need to first start get moving. And I hope you do that right now. All right. Till next time, I'm out.